Now we're all going to sing. We were practicing quite a lot, but no. No, it's not that I'm not sincere. We wanted to do, we have a very good intention, but it was very difficult, no? Because of the cooking, because of the time. And also I didn't bring Luna that was going to sing with us, because today somebody said, possible we're not going to sing. I said, okay, I don't bring her. We were trying, Anna has prepared with Susanna and the kids, because it's close to Christmas, and Mexico, in the north of Argentina also, I don't know if in Colombia also, I felt that more than in Spain. I mean, in the north of Argentina, start in the 8th December, no? You also? In they 16, start 8th 16, December, 16. The Día de la Virgen, el 8 de diciembre empieza. 16. Yeah. They start all December, they go house by house with things and they sing. Best. It's really impressive when I never seen this in Spain. Possibly it's an old tradition and in America going on. And they were, it's not an easy song, but we say, well, we do what we can do. And on the other hand, we're going to sing before La Vaca Lechera. That is a very, very simple song that all of us we can sing together. The La Vaca Lechera is a very special cow that gives already like condensate milk, and it's a very funny one. It's just all done. It's very simple, we could do together. Yeah? We're going to... Ah, he brought the... Before we do the cow milk... Yeah, like that we can go in on all together. We have our musicians that are going to help us. Okay. Let's see how it works.
No es una vaca cualquiera, me da leche merengada, hay que vaca tan salada, tolón, 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 tolón. Tengo una vaca lechera, no es una vaca cualquiera, me da leche condensada para toda la semana, tolón, 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 tolón. Tengo una vaca lechera, no es una vaca cualquiera, se pasea por el prado, mata moscas con el rabo, tolón, tolón. Tolón, tolón. Tengo una vaca lechera, no es una vaca cualquiera. La sorola de cereza, hay vaca tan traviesa, tolón, tolón. Tolón, tolón.
Funny. The other thing is very serious, it's for Christmas. Let's see how it comes. This is very interesting because the music is quite difficult. In Argentina we don't sing that, it's the first time that I saw it. But in Colombia, some things from Spain stay in one place and doesn't stay in another place. We are getting ready for Christmas, and this could be. ¿Lo tenéis, Matías? Ah, ya lo sabe. Vamos, Mariano. Vamos, Mariano.
Pues sí, anda, les acompaña.
Vamos, Mariano. Sí, me animo. Yeah, she wants me to say that this is not ready. We're just practicing. Yeah, it's exactly that we see we do at home, we don't prepare things for showing up. We go house by house and we sing how it comes. And it's not a show, it's something that is natural, yeah?
It's singing with the kids. Yeah. It's something that usually we do with the kids, yeah. And it's nothing that is prepared.
No.
We are all together to sing, so it's more than they prepare a song, it's only to show
to
how
together.
We do,
yeah.
And we do all together today.
And the person of the house has to give you some food and some drink.
Yes.
That we go there also for that. No? It's religious and it's also for the town. From December till, well, in the Quebrada de Humahuaca is till March. They're going on with the... Okay, we're going to sing in this house and after we can have a snack. Yeah?
No, you can.
It's called Ananda. Traducí como sería en inglés el niño tambor. Un poquito, ¿cómo se llama?
Tambor.
Ananda.
¿Cómo ni
idea? ¿Drum?
El drum, drum.
Yeah, boy.
The drummer.
¿Quieres venir con nosotros?
The child of the
is called, the song is called The Boy of the Drums. He's there sitting in front of you. And the thing is, this little boy needs to give some present when Jesus has born. And he only has the drum. He has nothing else. And very old one, no nice at all. And he goes with that. And of course, it was accepted. Yeah, he was giving that with a heart. And of course, it was accepted. It was a gift for God.
Yes, Jesus smiled.
Yeah, and at the end.
And at the end, Jesus smiled.
Yeah, Jesus smiled at him at the end. Yeah? El niño del tambor.
El tamborilero.
El tamborilero. Así es que acompáñenos todos.
Acompáñenos.
Camino que lleva él.
She has prepared something. Mm-hmm. We have to say that she really did. She's going to say, ella no va a leer un poco. She's going to read a poem from Gabriela Mistral. Gabriela Mistral is a Chilean poet. She was a teacher, and she's also in the picture of the America one in the visitor center, because she proposed Shorobindo as a Nobel Prize. She was a poetry Nobel Prize, and when she got the prize, she proposed Shorobindo as a Peace Nobel Prize. Yeah, and she's a very good poet, and she was a very good teacher doing all the things with kids. Very, very powerful thing. And she has a poem of her to be read. Yeah?
Los astros son rondas de niños jugando la tierra espiar. Los trigos son talles de niños jugando a ondular. Los ríos son rondas de niños jugando a encontrarse en el mar. Las olas son rondas de niñas jugando la tierra a abrazar.
Very short. She didn't know by heart, but I think that she didn't have a courage to say. Yeah? Okay, the mother is from Mexico, but the accent is also from the father, is from Kashmir. No? She's just for the last month is starting doing Spanish, and she's doing very well. Right? Okay, I'm going to read a poem from for me, one of the good Colombian poets. It's called Nocturno, and it's really a very deep love, but very, very pure. When you read the poem, he's talking about the girl that she was taking, and the atmosphere of the evening, and the love that she has for her. And when we know the story, it's her sister. It's love, but it's a kind of very pure love. And I have this Nocturno for ages, and Susana said, well, if you want to read it, I give it to you. It's called Nocturno. Hmm? Yeah, the author is José Asunción Silva. Una noche toda llena de perfumes, de murmullos y de músicas de alas. Una noche en que ardían en la sombra nupcial y húmeda las luciérnagas fantásticas. A mi lado, lentamente, contra mí, ceñida toda, muda y pálida, como si un presentimiento de amarguras infinitas hasta el más sereno fondo de las fibras le agitara. Por la senda florecida que atraviesa la llanura caminabas, y la luna llena por los cielos azulosos, infinitos y profundos esparcían su luz blanca, y tu sombra fina y lánguida, y mi sombra por los rayos de la luna proyectados sobre las arenas tristes de la senda se juntaban, y eran una sola sombra larga. Y tu sombra, esbelta y ágil, fina y lánguida, como es esa noche tibia de la nueva primavera, de la muerta primavera, como en esa noche llena de murmullos, de perfumes y de música de alas. Se acercó y marchó con ella, se acercó y marchó con ella. Oh, las sombras enlazadas, oh, las sombras de los cuerpos que se juntan con las sombras de las alas, oh, las sombras que se buscan en las noches de tristezas y de lágrimas. Él escribe esto después que su hermana parte hacia mundos mejores. O sea, este es el poema que él escribe a su hermana. Gracias por esto y como hemos hecho bastantes cosas para Navidad, ahora vamos a comer tamales que han hecho los mexicanos, cafecitos de Sudamérica que ha preparado Marco y por pedido de Mariano voy a hacer mate. ¿Sí? Los invito. Hoy estoy hablando español. Sorry. We have tacos from Mexico, coffee from South America, and I'm going to make mate for the people that want to try mate. Sorry, I was speaking Spanish and I didn't realize. Yeah? Mate hoy. Mate. Pero no los pueden guardar.
Yeah.